source of the nation's latest health advice, Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
If you've been tuned into Health Matters over the last little while, you would have heard about the Children of Framingham and Professor Lynn Moore describing certain things in the diet that do protect against children becoming obese later in life. And they are fresh fruit, fresh veggies, and indeed dairy. And it stops children going on later in their lives to what's called the metabolic syndrome. And the metabolic syndrome leads later on in life still to diabetes. With me is paediatrician Professor Louise Bauer. Louise is the chair of the board of the New South Wales Centre for Overweight and Obesity and also is at the Children's Hospital at the Westmead campus. Welcome to Health Matters, Louise. Is the situation that we've been talking about in the United States of America equal to what happens in Australia?
I would imagine that these findings are directly applicable to the situation in Australia. There is no reason to think that the protective effect of fruit and vegetables and dairy intake would only occur in the United States and not in Australia. We also know that the same vulnerable eating patterns that we've all been seeing in the United States are also an issue here in this country, where we've seen the rise of fast food, the rise of soft drinks, and decline in some healthful aspects of diet over a number of years. So we would expect to see the same issues in our children as in the United States. Sadly, I've become all too used to this issue. I work in clinics where I see children who are profoundly affected by this issue. Some of the children, later primary and some high school students I see, for example, require CPAP machines, so the machines to help them not get sleep apnea at night. They're so obese that they need CPAP machines. We have children who've developed type 2 diabetes or have pre-diabetes severe enough that they need medication to help damp down their metabolic response.
Can I just ask you that? You're talking here about type 2 diabetes. Now, this is not type 1 diabetes that young children usually get. This is the sort of diabetes you get when you are simply and utterly overweight.
The diabetes that we used to call adult onset diabetes. And sadly, now about 10% of the kids who are getting newly diagnosed with diabetes in New South Wales, for example, have type 2 diabetes. And that is very, very clearly associated with excess weight gain. So it's a very significant risk factor for significant health problems.
In terms of the individuals, the people you treat, the young people that you treat, how do they respond to what you're saying to them?
The young people I see are all too aware of what a significant issue excess weight is. They've experienced bullying and teasing at school. They can't keep up with their mates. They often feel quite down and depressed, and they often have health problems. Now, they're not normally so worried about the health problems as their parents and the doctors are, but they are certainly very, very aware of the social and psychological problems associated with carrying excess weight, and that's one of the reasons why they come seeking help.
I started off by asking you to look back at your practice, looking at the people that you're now seeing, and asking you, were you amazed at what you saw? And indeed, you've given us an example of just how worried you really are about these children and about the amount of weight they're carrying and their future, the future health that they might have as they rock and roll into teenage. I hope you'll stay with me because I'd like to talk about what does happen to these little ones as they do grow older and what are the very real consequences of being overweight or obese in childhood and teenage. So please stick with me.
I'll be right here.
For more information, Professor Bauer recommends logging on to the Centre of Obesity at coo.health.usyd.edu.au and typing in the words building solutions in the search box. For healthy eating ideas, including a range of fresh fruit, vegetables and low-fat dairy foods, take a look at the Children's Hospital of Westmead at chw.edu.au/parents/factsheets. With thanks to Dairy Australia, sponsors of this week's Health Matters program. Log on at dairyaustralia.com.au.
And coming up, the very real consequences of being overweight as a child as you rock and roll into adult life.